Welcome to Soul Up. I am Kayleen Welsh, your guide to a lighter life. This podcast is a place to explore our alignment with the rhythm of life as it swirls around us. We are increasingly recognizing ourselves as energy beings, conscious participants in a field of possibility. We live in an abundant world and have amazing abilities to be active co-creators of our own life. Thanks for listening. So how's life for you? Are you doing okay? Welcome to Gemini season and the month of June. It's playtime, busy time, graduations, weddings, parties, festivals. The activity level kicks up a notch as the school year winds down and the summer burst of life amps up. I returned to Wisconsin mid-May from my slower-paced winter pilgrimage and am still adjusting. I come from a large family. I have 8 siblings, you know, and they all have kids and grandkids of their own. We all do. And so it's become a pretty big clan. And so the clan's been gathering. We started with a spring rebirth celebration at my brother's family's organic apple orchard, Turkey Ridge Organic Apple Orchard, and then moved into the full holiday week celebrating my mom, Esther Welsh's 90th birthday on Sunday, the day before Memorial Day, under the light of the new moon in Gemini. It's all wonderful, and it's all a lot. That's Gemini. It's a sign of both. It's a sign of everything. It wants to know and experience and just be out there and take it all in. Gemini is the twins, so there's always this element of duality that goes along with the sign of Gemini. So it rules the lungs, the hands. And it's really all about how we interface with the life that's around us. The sun entered Gemini May 20th, so we're a couple of weeks now into Gemini season. Then the new moon occurred last weekend on Memorial Day, when the sun and the moon met in Gemini to set the tone for this lunar month. It's important to remember that we are living this ever-turning seasonal rhythmic cycle all the time. You know, we can use the new moon or the full moon or summer solstice or whatever key date as a signpost along the dial. They mark the passage of time and space on this ever-turning wheel that is a continuous thread of human life and evolution. When we are in alignment with the rhythm and we can recognize our place in this symbiotic system of life, we really hold a higher order. We hold a higher sense of self. Essentially, we embrace a living spirituality. It's not something that you do, it's a thing that you are. It's who you are. And I think of the concept, my life is a prayer. That's how we are to be experiencing this greater element, this mystery of life, this level of consciousness that we really all don't even understand. You know, we have quantum science telling us about how the world operates in a world that's beyond our ability to, you know, really comprehend how that actually works. So there's so much more. There's so much more. When I fall short or miss the mark, which is really the more accurate translation of the word sin, it's important I don't beat myself up or give up. I get up the next morning and I look for the beauty and go at it again. So life is full, and there's a lot coming at us and a lot going on. It's a good thing we had Taurus season to slow us down and steady us a bit, offering a bit of a reprieve from that get-it-done drive of Aries. The inner peace we develop then is needed as we move into this faster pace and urge for movement that's associated with the archetype of Gemini. The Gemini archetype carries the energy of connection. We are learning, sharing, joining, celebrating, gathering with pockets of our community, our people. Gemini is versatile, friendly, eager, and open. There is much to be curious about in our Gemini expression. And when it is in a good place, Gemini energy helps us open to possibilities. We're willing to try things and be a bit adventurous. When it goes into the flip side, though, it can be gossipy, it can be negative, it can be incessant talk without substance. There can be too much attention in our conversations and in our communications and in our interactions that don't really matter or that really aren't established truth. And as above, so below, just as there's much going on here on planet Earth, there is much going on astrologically. The new moon occurred at 6 degrees of Gemini in friendly space with Mercury, its ruler. So there's an extra dose of noise and chatter through this lunar cycle. There's a lot of talk, tons of information, and there's all sorts of angles to consider. Luckily, Jupiter is wisely holding space in Gemini also, though distantly, offering support to distill all the noise into wisdom and to help us act with choice, meaning, and purpose. Saturn moved to 0 degrees Aries for this new moon. Saturn makes things real. It gives them structure and bones to make them endure and persist. Conjunct Neptune and Ceres, the Great Mother, we are called to define and nourish our emerging new identity as a person of both spirit and matter, human and divine. In moving into Aries, Saturn completes a zodiacal cycle of nearly 30 years. The last time Saturn was in Aries was from 1996 to 1998. So those are good years to look back on and consider how the threads of your life then are reappearing in the weaving that is your life now. With Saturn and Neptune both recently crossing that threshold of self, individually and collectively, we are at a new place of emergence. At 0 and 1 degrees, they are like newborns, not yet standing on steady feet. There is an eagerness to express that hasn't exactly figured out yet how. We are learning in so many ways through trial and error how to heal the woundedness of our past and to embrace a wiser, more inclusive future. With the busy energy of Gemini, think bee buzzing, flitting from flower to flower. Take good care of yourself and your nervous system. We often think we can fit it all in and get it all done, but that often comes at the price of exhaustion. Our over-amped nervous system, which is stressed and on high alert just through the pace of our modern lives, needs some good downtime. Get some extra sleep if you can, or spend some time in the hammock or outside in the fresh air. Get rejuvenated. The soul quality associated with the sign of Gemini is universality, a recognition of the oneness of all humanity. It's an interesting virtue to consider as we recognize through Memorial Day the sacrifices made in the name of peace. How do we create a world in which sovereignty, justice, and equality work together? Where people are accepted for who and what they are? A very simple practice of universality is to love people as they are. A simple statement, yet not always easy to do. Yet, what we give, we get. If you'd like, affirm your sense of universality with the following lines or with words of your choice. I am one with my brothers and sisters, and all that I have is theirs. May the love that is in my soul pour to them. May the strength within me lift and aid them. May the thoughts of my soul reach and encourage them. May my heart hold them in compassionate embrace. Through them, it returns to me. This is the focus of our work for this lunar cycle. It takes about 29 and a half days for the moon to complete its cycle. As the relationship between the sun, consciousness, and the moon, unconscious, changes, it reflects the experience of transformation, a step-by-step process of change. Over the past week, the moon has moved on in its cycle, moving through the waxing crescent phase. I had a sweet peek of it as I was driving the other night. The waxing crescent reminds us that despite the pressure and inertia of the past, life continues to grow and change is possible, even though it's uncomfortable. Whatever seeds are planted solidify, and we can see a bit more clearly what is emerging. The moon appears out of the darkness, in a very real way symbolic of the promise of life to come. As the light grows, it builds momentum and offers us a chance to evaluate. Is this life piece growing into something healthy and viable? And ask, what plans do I need to support it? The first quarter, which we move into today, tests the momentum that's been building. This phase has been called a crisis in action. As we recognize that if the new direction in life is to grow and prosper, old forms of behaving, thinking, feeling must be released and new action taken. It's at this point that we often are reminded that it can be much easier to think about taking action than to actually take it. And sometimes our best laid plans don't work the way we anticipate. The waxing gibbous phase that comes next, just prior to the full moon, gives us the space to reevaluate and reflect. As the light grows, so does this space for reflection, really offering us a glimpse of what's coming into the spotlight. Where are we at? It's a chance to stabilize, reformulate, or adjust, as whatever has been growing comes into its fullest light, as its culmination is actualized through the polarity of the full moon. This month's full moon will be in the sign of Sagittarius on Wednesday, June 11th at 2:43 a.m. Central Daylight Time. By consciously engaging with the cycles of the moon and the seasonal archetypology that they offer, we can be alert to potential pitfalls and triggers in our unique psyche, as well as opportunities to expand into greater capacity to receive the intangible gifts and blessings of a more integrated life. Most of this all plays out in our interactions with others and life around us. Our relationships reflect us. Through the eyes of Gemini, we look in the mirror and see the dual sides of our nature, the light and the dark, the gifts and the growth edges, the past and the future. As one, we can re-enchant the universe and reclaim the magic. Until next time, shine on.
Oh my goodness gracious, beautiful oasis with that voice sweet as honey. Birdie in the air, nothing can compare. You're worth more than the whole world's money. Just to hear that sweet voice even brings the bees joy. Pour it on me warm, sweet honey. Every word you say, if you sing it in that way, yeah, you can make a gray sky sunny. Smile too.